one for local news. This is East Coast Radio News Watch.
A fried chicken outlet in the Durban CBD has been shut down. Authorities say Frendo's Chicken on Dr. A.B. Kruma Street has violated various health and safety regulations. Etegwini Municipality says inspectors from the city's health unit found three different food establishments were operating from the premises. Municipal spokesperson Gugu Sisilana says there are significant health risks to the public.
The violations include trading without a valid certificate of acceptability, failure to provide records of food handler training and pest control certification. There are also structural issues identified, including the lack of an approved building plan and inadequate ventilation at the premises.
A Durban woman is among hundreds of passengers stranded at Dubai's flood-hit international airport. Nikita Nal says she's been there for 3 days.
People have resorted to sleeping on the ground as there is very limited access to available chairs. There are children and elderly people sleeping on the floor.
Nal says her flight home from Dubai was initially delayed several times before it was cancelled with no explanation from the airline. She was heading home from the Netherlands and was meant to board a connecting flight when record rains caused flash floods in parts of the UAE this week. Dubai Airport, the world's busiest for international travellers, has cancelled more than 1,000 flights. Nal says there are about 30 South Africans stuck at the airport. She says there have been some heartbreaking scenes.
People who do not have access to the Emirates app unfortunately have to stand in a queue that has a waiting time of approximately 9 hours. I have had people pass out and faint in front of me because of these long waiting times and no access to any sort of refreshments from the airline. They have been taken away by ambulances.
Iran says there's been no reported damage or casualties after it was hit by an apparent missile strike. Explosions were heard near the central city of Isfahan during the early hours of this morning, with U.S. sources claiming Israel was responsible. Western leaders are reiterating their calls for calm. Sky's international correspondent Alex Rossi, who's in northern Israel, says this could be a sign tensions are easing.
The fact that the Iranians are saying that they won't retaliate to this does suggest that in terms of the direct confrontation between Israel and Iran, there may be a chance to de-escalate.
Durban 28 tomorrow, Peter Maritzburg 31, Richards Bay 29. The top story, a fried chicken outlet in the Durban CBD has been shut down for violating various health and safety regulations. You can find more news at ecr.co.za. For Newswatch, I'm Dina Mpahlele.
A very good afternoon. Let's take a look at your roads. We'll start off with an active accident scene. It is on Roger Sishi Road in Westville. It's in the vicinity of KFC there. Some services are already on scene. It's two light motor vehicles that have been involved in that accident. So please be on the lookout for that one and also allow emergency services to move past you. There's a very slow moving traffic on the M13 Westville bound. It's backed up all the way to Pioneer Road on ramp, and also a Baki has pulled over and has its hazards on the left shoulder lane. It is a stationary vehicle, I'm assuming. And lastly, just 400 meters before Pinetown off ramp, that Baki is there. So please be on the lookout for it. And there is slow moving traffic as well. This is on the N2 southbound. This is due to ongoing roadworks on the N2, and also a vehicle has broken down in the right lane. This is opposite Westwood Mall, rather. So please do approach with caution. Add a couple of travel minutes to your time. And also sticking with the N2, the lanes have been narrowed down to one lane. Now, this is on the N2 heading southbound. This is just after the gateway exit. So